Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Capitol,
giving a mug
on,
dress
like a $1 million,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. For Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you. You who's listening, God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I've said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort? Any effort. If you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up. You can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it, despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating, over-the-top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons, so you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car. Man, he got his life toe down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man, where the chute done opened and I'm drifting. and I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you. But you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping? I want to wish you and your family a very, very happy holidays from all of us here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, check me out. Check us out. Check it out. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Check me.
Roaches invited. Come on now.
Bring the roaches?
We don't want roaches.
You ain't got to want them. So what you do is, you know, like back where I stayed, you know, back in the day, it was simply if you can't. You know, remember the mantra, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. I knew people where you just joined them.
You just ignored them. You saw them.
You just went about your day.
You just gone about your business, man.
Oh, you gonna wear yourself to death.
Yeah, you wear yourself out trying to kill every roach, man. You just couldn't do it.
Exhausted.
I'm talking about, man, it's just endless stomp and slap.
You know
campaign.
What I'm saying? Just don't end up on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm good,
though. Oh, Jay. No, I feel you, Jay. That's a true statement.
I'm going to set this down.
Just don't end up on my plate.
Just let me set the sandwich down and don't end up on it. We good, okay?
You ever just seen a leg on there? That was just a leg. Oh,
no, Tommy. What is that? We don't want to talk about roaches right, in our food.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have started this.
Thank you.
My bad. Let's just start over.
Well, we just
how everybody doing today?
Doing good. Doing good.
I bought this up. I'm Frankie Beverly Mays said, I know I bought it on myself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I owe no blame to no one else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I just did. We ain't going to talk about that. It's Monday morning, man. Everything's good. The world is still alive and ticking. Trump's still doing his thing.
Oh, my God.
You're absolutely right. All right, when we come back, it's time to start something funny. We'll be back at 32 after.
Hey, look, if you love the beach, music, all-inclusive food and drinks, me, then I want you to join me at my second annual Sand & Soul Festival in the DR. Or go on over to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com to reserve your room today.
Hey, Tommy, Jay, Carl.
Yo, what's that?
What's up?
You know what? We need to give a Merry Christmas to people who gonna get the gift they don't want to. Fix your face when you open it.
Play it off.
Act like you happy to get some socks.
You're
going
to get it from your kids to bless their heart. That's all the money they had, all right?
Oh, just lie. Oh, dishwasher liquid. Yeah.
Wow.
Something to play that off.
I get that. You're going to get a face.
Yeah, something we got to play together. People doing the best they can for you.
Don't give me no dishwasher liquid.
A box of white handkerchiefs, though? There's 12 of them in here,
man.
How about you that big box of paper towels, baby, because I know you're always using paper towels.
Wow. I don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no really way to say it. I mean, when you say the gift and you got to fix your face, oh, wow, thank you for the collar stays. I didn't even know my collar was turned up. Thank you for the collar stays. Ooh, a whole little capsule.
Don't give you that collar. You don't want that?
I don't want none of that.
Our belts. I needed a group of variety belts. Thank you.
But you flip it over. It's a different color.
Well, you can give me like a Hermes or Gucci or Louis belt. Okay,
ain't nobody doing works. That.
Oh, what's up, Tosh? Just wanted to let you hear your wife.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. We here. So, Shirley, what is this I'm doing now?
Okay, well, you know how we always say, ask the CEO, how we always ask you questions and you give us very beautiful, lovely, wonderful, responsible answers. So, we're available for you to ask us questions.
Who do I start with?
You're going to ask us what we bring to the show.
Yeah.
Each person.
I ain't going to ask you what I want to.
lit. No. So far, so far.
See, why? What? Who first, Shirley?
Let's go with Tommy first.
Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I continue to pay you what I'm paying you?
Oh.
What the hell? Yeah, this CEO is real.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all wanted me to ask you something, y'all.
Because I am stupid, ignorant, and I bring all that to the table every single day. And that's what has
good
been
answer. Good answer, Doc. Boy, you ain't step up right there.
Tommy, you did it, man.
Good answer,
and if
Tommy.
I roll over with the Junior's quote, truth be told, man. I'm supposed to get a little bit more.
That's right.
As stupid as you
that's
are.
Good. Who next, Shirley?
Yeah.
Let's go with Carla.
Carla?
Yes, sir.
Who do you consider to be the least effective person on this staff?
God, I wasn't ready for that.
No, I know.
Oh, let's see.
My question way out of what y'all wrote.
Yeah,
for.
That is real.
Yeah.
Dang. Who is the what? The
least
effective.
Effective person on this staff.
Can't be me. I just got here.
Yeah, that could be very.
No, it had to be somebody who's been here a long time.
Pick
that could be the very reason why you are here.
All right, I'm ready with my answer.
Go ahead. What is it?
I've narrowed it down to two people.
Oh, Lord.
Keep narrowing.
Okay, there it is.
And I've made my final decision.
Who is it?
Tommy.
Damn right.
The one that just said
it. You didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. It's okay.
And he ignorant. And I agree with you. Thank you very much. Who's next, Shirley?
All right, let's go with Junior.
Right. Junior.
Junior.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that your voice, the tone in your voice, should be cause for a pay reduction, seeing as how you don't sound like an adult?
I hate to see it.
No, no, I think it's cause for a pay raise. This is high.
I like it.
Ain't that right?
Good
I
answer,
think it is. I mean, the high I get, the high should my money match my
yeah,
law?
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah, I like it.
Just ask it. Uh-huh. And I'm really not an adult.
Yeah, I know that. Shirley, who
okay,
next?
Okay, we're going to do Jay last, so go ahead and ask me.
Hey, man, so what really happened over there at the Tom Joy in the Morning Show while your ass is over here?
Well, it was late one night, and I saw the light out in the field, right? I said, this is a good time to escape and go to the other plantation.
Oh, my God.
So I cut the barbed wire with my teeth and crawled all the way over here while machine guns were shooting over my head. And I was out in the field yelling, please, somebody help me. And I came up through the ground, right? I dug a hole. After I got on the outside of the fence,
right.
I dug because I wanted to come up out the ground
yeah.
and rise up like the phoenix. That's why I was here.
That's what happened.
Whoa.
You cut barbed wire with your teeth.
With my teeth.
Well,
no.
That's strong.
Only person left is you, Shirley.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask me, then ask Jay, but go ahead, ask me. I'm
Shirley,
ready. Yes, sir.
What is your value to this show?
Oh.
If any.
If any?
I'm the CEO of this.
First of all, you suck for that question. I know you're the CEO. But I'm everything. I don't think the show could function without me.
That's a great answer.
She's
thank
right.
you.
She's absolutely
thank
right.
You, sir.
Right.
Thank
it would
you.
Be like something missing if
thank
she
you. That's why I never take vacation.
No.
You scared if you go away, you come back, it won't be no damn thing. I got to stay here and watch that ignorant ass kids.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, is that it? Is that the kind of questions you're going to ask your staff?
You want some more?
Well, I mean, I think we have time for another round.
Okay, yeah, so who
round.
Next? Who next?
Okay, let's start back again with Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy.
Yes.
He got on his nerves.
What is it now?
What is it now?
What is it that bothers you the most?
Oh, you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank
finally,
you so much.
The truth. The truth.
Thank you so much. And I just want
what,
you to know, I try to be.
What is it that bothers you the most?
Well, I try to be as aggravating as possible, so I want to say thank you very much.
Job well done.
Yes. You need a raise. Let's go back to Carla. Let's go to Carla.
Carla,
okay. Yes,
what
sir.
Disturbs you the most about your position here at the morning show?
The lack of pay.
And you.
And Carla, that yes, will continue Steve. To disturb you for years to come.
You're not going to be this.
Let's go to Junior.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any plan ever of bringing a family into the morning show that we could meet? Wife, kids, things like that.
No.
No, I love it, Junior. I love it.
You didn't even think about it, Junior.
No, because then you're going to find out who I really am. And I can't risk that. Oh, he ain't nothing. Oh, he's talking down to us? No, 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 nobody.
30 seconds. Who's next?
Okay, I think we have time for at least one more with Jay.
What you got?
Do you think that you being a diabetic should be something?
Well, illegal. I'm just trying to,
what's
it's not
illegal?
Appropriate. Yeah, you
what's
can't.
Not appropriate?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let,
do you think that you being a diabetic that we should get some type of, take your some of our money back for all this orange juice we done bought up in here?
Why did you buy so much orange juice? How does he think orange juice I is don't the cure-all, be-all for everything?
A lot
everything.
Of people think diabetics just drink orange juice all damn day.
Hey, Junior had a crisis at my house. I gave him some orange juice.
And what we got, Shirley?
All right, that concludes this version of
Let's
the CEO
not do this no more.
Ask
okay.
Us. Okay.
I'm with you.
Church Complaints coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I am Deacon Def Jam. As you know, Pastor Motown is en route right now. He'll be here momentarily. But, of course, the one and only Deacon Adnoid is here.
Reverend.
Good morning.
I'm a reverend, not a deacon.
Reverend Adnoid. Uh-huh. Are you... Can you make it through this morning?
I can do it. I'm fine. I'm fine.
He's fine.
I got my mouth closed. I'm not breathing hard.
Your mouth?
I'm not breathing
There's
hard.
There's no way your mouth is closed.
It's completely closed. It's completely closed.
Could you, before we get started, could you just possibly tell us what's wrong with you?
Well... It's not sinus, in case you think that's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's what not, I thought.
It's just a birth defect.
Oh, I thought it was...
No, I don't have sinus at all.
Sort of respiratory.
There you go.
All I hear is congestion.
No, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. I've had it checked, and there's nothing there. I've gone to the doctor, and I come back, and he said, you know what? There's nothing there. And so I'm saying to you, there's nothing there.
So you're saying you're clear.
I'm completely clear. This is a good day for me today.
A good day.
Some days I breathe heavier than today. Today's a very good day.
Oh, this is a good
Have you been to
oh,
the ENT, yes. Ear, nose, and throat doctor? What?
What?
Stop. Hello?
Oh, he took a breath.
I thought you was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
That really scared me right there.
Yeah, he dropped that. There it is.
There it is, right there,
Big. Reverend Adnoy?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's good. I'm good. I'm good.
Is it a breathing machine?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's what it sounds like.
You know, after a while, you get used to it. You do.
Oh.
You do.
I don't know how.
In our second week, maybe a couple of years, you'll get used to it. It takes a while.
Do you think you should just keep your mouth open?
Okay, I'll try that. I never have tried that.
It's good to know you're open.
Try open. Yeah, try
you're,
open.
You're open to suggestions.
Oh, man.
That's worse. That's...
He's so asleep.
I thought he
Deacon Adnan, is he asleep?
Reverend, good morning.
Reverend,
good morning. Yes, Reverend
yeah,
Adnan. Yes,
I'm sorry,
yes.
I can't...
You can't think.
Get my thoughts together. Listen, we do have some church complaints. Do you think you could make it through this or breathe?
Anybody?
Yes.
It's just one of them.
This might be one of them. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Let me get started here. It's
right
our
ahead.
Annual foot washing day coming Saturday.
Ooh.
And we need, you are Pastor Motown. to speak privately with Brothers Titus Calloway. I don't know if you know it, Reverend Adnoid, but his left foot has only one big toe and one little toe. There are no toes in between those two.
So he's got no toes in between. No toes in between the big toe and the little toe. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he has the big one and the little one.
He definitely should not wear
open-toe sandals.
I'm with you on that.
He doesn't have any toes.
Definitely not open-toe sandals. Definitely. That's a weird look. You talk about something that slides around your foot down there on the bottom.
And flip-flops are out. They're out.
Why would you wear open-toe sandals?
Well, the issue is that.
Yeah, what's the issue?
Come on, Reverend Adnoid.
Well, the issue is that we need you to talk with him.
Speak with him? Okay, I can do that.
Adnoid, stay with me.
Yes, I'm following you.
Yes, because he comes every year to get his feet washed. Mm. And nobody wants to wash them.
I understand. I can see why. Because between that.
Adnoid?
I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Between the big. Big one and the little one?
It's coming, though, so hurry up. It's coming.
When you get quiet, I don't know if you fell off or what. I don't. You scared me.
What do you do between? Do you count like 1,000?
All right, here was another one, Reverend Adnoid.
Go right ahead.
As you know, the deaf choir sung this past Sunday.
Yes.
We gonna need you, our Reverend Motown, to communicate with them that there's only one person leading a song. They all trying to sing lead and not, and the rest need to be on the chorus. This is not good. This is the deaf choir, and we need one of you all to speak with them.
Someone should speak to the deaf choir.
I'm
suggesting loud. Suggest that you go in there very loud.
Yo, it's only one of y'all can leave.
What else you got? Come on, Deacon.
Is that going to be your approach? To talking to the deaf choir.
You have to talk to them loud.
Reverend, I know, when I'm asking you something, where do you go?
I'm right here. The breathing stops. Just don't pay it no mind.
He's here.
You hear me? Yeah. You hear me? Just stop breathing. I'm okay. I'm okay. If I stop for more than 30 minutes, then call someone.
Minutes?
All right.
Then call someone. Yeah,
15, I'm good.
All right, we have another situation. Listen here, 72-year-old, our very own Sister Isabel Lowbody, who has been selling moonshine out of her backyard for years, is now over the communion ministry.
What?
We have reason to believe this is why everyone is knocked out, sleep. Halfway through service and stumbling out of church after the benediction. Now, somebody going to have to talk to Sister Elizabeth Lowbody.
I'll do that, too. I will speak to her.
You're going to speak to her?
I know what I'm going to say to her.
I was going to ask you.
Can I get a couple of jars of that?
First of all, they still call it moonshine?
Yes, they do. They really do. In the South, it is called moonshine. Yes,
yes they do.
Why do they call her? Why is her last name Lowbody?
That's her name. I have no idea.
Okay.
Why is her last name Strawberry?
How about that?
Nobody's Let's asking on, you. Deacon. Do you work at the Strawberry Plantation? Nobody's asking.
Plantation.
All right.
There
now
is
watch
no
your
such
tone
thing.
With me in the middle of what we doing.
Take that tone.
They have strawberry plantations, in case you didn't know.
Well, I didn't come from one.
All right. This
or
is for now.
Hurry.
Reverend Adnoid, this is a complaint about Pastor Motown.
Yes.
Deacon Deacon Kirby Dean squat pump was not sitting down the entire service. He stood up, and that's because he has a boil on his left butt cheek. But Pastor actually attacked him for standing up. We'll deal with it later when Pastor gets here. But that's Deacon Kirby Dean's squat pump.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, you're Shirley Jane Brown from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who is the biggest liar in your family?
Myself.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My dad.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Oh, in my family. You know, we a godly family.
We gotta have one.
We have adulterers.
Thank you very much. Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Man, gots to be the pops, man. Never come get you when he say he gonna get you. Never give you the gift he say he gonna give you. No, that reigns the top of the list.
Still holding on to that pain, huh, man? Who's the biggest liar in your family, sir?
My mom.
Your mom is a big liar? Some of the lies your mom has told.
Who my father was.
Whoa! The question of the day is, who is the biggest liar in your family?
My Uncle Ed, my mom's brother, my Uncle T, my mom's sister, and I got a cousin named Lil Pop.
Lie.
Lie for no reason.
Who is the biggest liar in your family?
My ex.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My boyfriend.
What does he lie about?
Everything. The pettiest thing.
All right, who's the biggest liar in your family?
I'm going to say my husband.
Your husband lies a lot? What's the last lie he told?
I don't even know where he is right now.
Thank y'all so much. Real quick, what's the greatest morning show in the world?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
All right, so, wow. According to a new study, settling is the secret to a long and happy relationship. That's right, realizing that the grass isn't greener somewhere else and that the person you're with doesn't have to be everything you're looking for, but pretty darn close, is the secret to a lasting union. The study also reveals that dating apps like Tinder give us way too many options, making it hard to believe that that person we are with is the best one for us. So, Steve, what do you think about this answer, that settling is it? If you want to be happy.
I don't think if you call it settling, but you're going to have to. Look, ain't nobody going to be everything.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right.
They might appear to be in the beginning, but the flaws is going to show up.
Right.
So what you got to do is you just got to get with somebody who the good outweigh the bad, because the bad is coming. And then you got to get somebody that's worth struggling with. And if they not worth struggling with, you're not going to stay in the struggle. Ta-da.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Jay? No, well, I can't give advice on relationships.
Nothing.
I'm going to just be quiet on it.
What'd you say, Steve?
Nothing. Not a damn word after new co-host.
I can't say nothing.
The new man, hush over Jerusalem.
But the point
relationship
is
advice.
Well, yeah, the point is when you're...
Can you turn my mic off?
When you've been through things, you've learned. You learn. You know, so you don't repeat the same mistake.
He ain't learned a damn
thing. He's getting the same result.
He just quit.
But Jay, surely you're going to get married before it's all said and done.
Is my mic completely off?
It's not off.
Jay, what's the longest you've been married?
I just want it all the way off. Like, all the way.
Say all the way off.
Jay, what's the longest you've been married?
This segment over?
All right, come on, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here with the news, Miss Ann Tripp.
Guys, good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, the power is back today at the nation's busiest airport, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International. Yesterday, all incoming flights were on hold and takeoffs were delayed because of a power outage. They're still trying to figure out what happened, what caused the outage. And hundreds of flights are still nevertheless canceled today. So if you have something that runs through that airport through Atlanta, you need to check and make sure with your carrier that that flight is still scheduled. Believe it or not, Southern California's massive Thomas Fire continues to rage. In fact, it's now burned through 269,000 acres. You hear that? 269,000 acres, and has become California's third largest wildfire on record. Some 1,000 homes have been destroyed thus far. The blaze is about 40% contained. That means 60% it's not. Republican leaders, meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, making a fast and furious push this week to get a sweeping tax overhaul approved before Christmas. House Speaker Paul Ryan insists that it's just what the American people need.
It's about making jobs grow in this economy. It's about middle-class incomes going higher. This is about giving people the ability to make ends meet and to plan for the future. I'm so excited that we're on the cusp of this great accomplishment. And if Congress acts by Christmas, people are going to see gains very soon.
We'll see. Six Miami firemen who lost their jobs after a black colleague found pictures of his family defaced, a noose raped over his belongings. They're now suing to get their jobs back. Captain William Bryson, Alejandro Cese, Kevin Maizoso, David Rivera, Justin Rumbaugh, and Harold Santana contesting their dismissals, asking the Miami Firefighters Union for its support. The union's going to decide tomorrow. The NAACP is urging the union not to. In Missouri, a black Kansas City fireman who said he wasn't promoted because of his race has been awarded more than $350,000 in compensatory damages. Tarshit Jones was with the department for 17 years. He took the captain's test 5 times, scoring very high each time. Nevertheless, white firemen with lower scores and less experience were promoted over him. Walmart's been criticized for years for the way it treats its workers, like paying low wages. But now, according to the New York Times, the ginormous retail company is going to start letting their employees receive their wages before the company's payday, 2-week payday, if necessary, so you can get paid for the week that you work. And as predicted, the latest Star Wars movie was the biggest.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that,
The Last Jedi pulled in a jaw-dropping $220 million. 20 minutes after the hour comes Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it's a whole nother holiday season, man. We got all the good fixes and seasonings, man. Mama near me in the kitchen cooking it up. Baked chicken brisket, they hooking it up. Hot water cornbread with the pies and cakes. Salad dressing, macaroni falling off my plate. I wish somebody hurry up and just say grace. I'm already thinking about my second and third place.
Gather around the table, family is everything. Jingle bells for me, it smells, and all the things the season brings. Shiny lights, red, green, blue, and white. Mama's sweet potato pie. These are the things the holiday brings, things that make your spirit sing. Thank you.
Happy Holidays from Oatmeal and Allison Williams. You can get Happy Holidays song on iTunes right now and play it throughout the holiday, because that's what the holiday is all about. It's about good spirit. That's a good spirit. That's that feel-good song. Happy Holidays from Oatmeal and Allison Williams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's your boy's time. He's here. Time to slay another one, murder another one.
Well, you know, it just... Somebody told me Family Feud. I don't know where you got that man from. But Lord have mercy, I'll be waiting on these songs.
We've been friends for years. We go way back, like Cadillac seats. That's what he said, right? Uh-huh. So what's the list? The list will probably get longer today. Mm-hmm. We're going to put Kirk Franklin's name on the list.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. You mean
with... Yeah. The song is called Happy. And my song is called Nappy.
What?
Check it out.
You know, hair chemicals can hurt you. Hair chemicals can change you. What will hair chemicals do to you? Come on now. Come on now. Come
on now. I'll just let it be nappy.
Just let it be nappy right now.
I will not care what people will say if they are
not offering to pay.
My hair is not meant to lay.
Just let it be nappy.
I'ma be nappy.
Let it be nappy right now.
Keep that hot comb up on the stove.
Leave that relaxer down at the
stove. I like it nappy.
Just use lots
Just
of grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it through your hair.
Rub it on your hands.
That's what you do now.
It won't hurt your fingers when you run through my hair.
Take it up higher.
If it's natural,
that's what
it's good.
You do, girl.
Don't you try to change your look.
Have
that's
some pride.
Pride in all of your beauty.
Let it beat it beat on the way.
You should know you're not alone.
Say Jesus,
say
Jesus,
Jesus,
take the comb, take the comb,
take
Jesus.
The comb. Those buckshots will look so nice and neat.
You just wanna be nappy.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. Let it be nappy right now.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
And all that is Christian and all that is good, let it be nappy right now. Come on.
I just wanna be nappy.
I know you do.
I'm not gonna keep on getting a conk and weaves with lace in the front.
No weaves or lace in the front.
The broken edges will
stop.
The
broken edges will
stop. So I can be nappy. Happy to be nappy.
Happy to be nappy.
Just use lots of
grease. Just use lots of grease.
Rub it
through your hair now. Come on.
It won't hurt
it
your
won't
fingers
hurt
when you run through my hair.
Rub it through your hair.
If it's natural,
come on now.
It's good. Don't you
be
try
free, free yourself
of
all the chemicals in your hair.
Surprise.
That's what you gotta do now. Bring it down
beats.
Right now. Come on, do what I say.
You should know.
You should know what I'm talking about.
Say Jesus.
Take that hot ass wig off your head. Let it be nappy. Let it be
so
nappy.
Nice and
bring
neat.
It down right here. Break it down.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. The dugout too. Let it be nappy.
Don't you wanna
let it
be nappy.
Nappy? Let it be nappy. And all things that is right. And all things that is good.
I just wanna be nappy.
Did that fool say take that hot ass wig off your head?
Yes, Steve, yes.
And let it be nappy.
Home run, Jay.
Oh, this sounded
just
Kirk
like
Kirk
her.
Franklin. Yeah, he sounded just like her.
Come on.
Come on.
I want to know.
Stupid.
Be that.
Jesus, take the comb.
Come on, let it be nappy right now. All that is Christian.
What? Kirk Franklin is God's littlest Christian.
Leave that comb up on the stove.
Man. What they say down at Family Feud? Hey,
where'd you get him from?
I don't know. Where you got that man from? One lady said, I'm back.
Oh,
I was trying not to find another way to listen to that show. Now I found it now. Ain't lost him here.
Wow.
Somebody told me once, hey, man, you got all the talented people on your show. Come on, Monique.
Come on, Mo. Run that back.
Come on, Monique. Coming up, Mo Monique and what she said. Yes, get it off of me. Yeah, let somebody else be the headline story. TMZ, did you see the video? Come on, Monique.
Oh, well.
Great.
All right.
Well, just put Kirk's name on the list.
Yeah, I've got Kirk's in the list. All right. I'm sorry.
All right. Anybody else got something crazy?
All right, we got the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, you do not want to miss that. But first, the nephew's on tap yet again with his prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, what you know, it depends on what you want. Y'all, how you want it, double stupid, just low stupid, or just stupid on ice? I can get you stupid on.
You know, I go for stupid on ice every time.
Hear the prank.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a Tanya, please.
This is she.
Hi, Tanya. My name is Daniel. I'm the head of store security here at your job.
Yes.
Listen, I'm trying to see. I'm gonna have to. I know today's your day off. I'm looking at the schedule here. It seems that you don't come back in until Saturday. I'm trying to see if it's possible I can get you to come to the store. There's a bit of a situation I want to discuss with you. There's about $1,800 worth of merchandise missing from the store.
What?
Yeah, it's about $1,800 worth of merchandise, and we definitely know that this is a in-house situation. This is not someone walking in shoplifting. This is definitely an in-house situation with employees who have evidently been shoplifting from the store, taking things, and we want to get down to the roots of the problem.
Okay, so what you calling me for?
Well, ma'am, it's been brought to my attention that there's a possibility that you may be part of this situation. And
part of the situation? I ain't no thief. I don't steal. You don't call my house accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole nothing from nobody.
Okay, well, hang on, man. What I'm trying to do is just trying to...
Hang on, my... You trying to say I done stole something, and I ain't stole the thing.
Okay, wait just a second. Now, here, do you have a sister named Cynthia?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, now... It seems that here on some of the footage that we have on camera, that it's a possibility that it seems like your sister's actually wearing some of the merchandise that we sell here in the store.
And okay, just because she wears something that we sell in the store don't mean that I stole it.
Well, we don't see where she's at. I've backed the footage up as far as I could. I don't see any footage of where she purchased this particular merchandise. And my assumption is maybe you gave it to her.
I ain't gave her and just because you don't see where somebody purchased it don't mean that it's been stolen.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to get. I'm going to just get to the chase of this, Tanya. What I'm going to have to do is this. If I can't get you to come to the store, ma'am, and matter of fact, here's another question for you before I go any further. You have children at all, Tanya?
Yeah, I got children. Why?
Do you, is it possible, because I'm missing a lot of baby merchandise as well. And
you know what? You know what? You really cruising for an this morning, okay? Because you don't call somebody on their off day accusing them of stealing.
Okay, here's what I got to do. Are you coming into the office so I can talk with you?
I'm not coming nowhere on my off day.
Well, then what's going to happen, Miss Tanya, is I'm going to have to actually come to your home, check your closet. I'm going to have to check your kids and see
you
if they're...
Gonna do what?
Check and see if they're wearing merchandise that comes from this.
Come to my house if you want to, and they're going to take your ass up out of here in a body bag.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. You don't call nobody. I bust my ass at that store. You understand me? I work hard for y'all, okay?
You've been busting.
You call here accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole from nobody. I don't have to steal. That's why I work all day. You understand me?
I think you've been busting your butt taking stuff is what you've been doing.
From nobody. You understand me? I do not steal.
I'm going to come over there. I'm checking your closets.
Things, but it ain't no thief. You understand?
And I'm checking your babies as well. And I'm making...
You check my babies and see what happens. You put your hands on any damn thing in here and see what happens.
I don't want to have to drag your butt.
You going to drag somebody? Oh, now you threatening me?
I don't want to drag you out of your house.
Security guard. You a tough security guard. You like your job that much? You willing to die for that? Huh?
Who said anything about me dying?
I did. Come over here, and that's what's going to happen. That's what happens when you with people on their off day, you get hurt, okay? I get a couple of damn days off, and y'all going to call me with this
So are you threatening me now?
I'm I'm threatening you. Didn't you just call and say you was coming over here?
Yes,
bring
I did.
Your over here. Bring your
Bring
your security guard.
I'm
bring
on my Don't look. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I can have you brought up on charges. You know that?
Bring me up on charges and see what happens.
That's
bring me up on charges. See if you get that far.
I'm on my way over there now to check you and your kids. You understand me?
Come over here to check me and my kids and see how they check your up out of here.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got nothing to tell me. You ain't
Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you took? Maybe I'll go light on you.
I'm stupid or something? You sound like a damn fool. Why don't you tell me what you took? I ain't took
I bet you're teaching your little kids over there how to steal, too, aren't you?
What? What you teach your little ugly kids?
Hey. Now, you will not.
Hey, don't call me with this bull on my off day.
Let me tell you one more. Are you listening to me? I got one more thing to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me.
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Cynthia.
Okay. So you and that broad want to play games, okay? Y'all want to play, right? Y'all got jokes. I got a joke for both of y'all, okay? Well, I'm around here taking care of her and all her little ugly kids, and she going to play with me and my off day.
All right. She told me, she said, that Tommy be pranking people. You can't nobody get me with that old crazy stuff. How come them people don't know somebody calling and tripping with this? She told me you thought you couldn't be God.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Y'all got me.
All right, let me ask you one more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
First of all, was the prank funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stupid on ice. Yeah,
cool.
Now, in other news, Facebook, we're all on Facebook at some time or another. Facebook is still a huge deal, with about a quarter of every human on planet Earth having a Facebook account. That's real. But it looks like Facebook might be slipping just a bit, as there are 3.4% fewer teens between the ages of 12 and 17 using Facebook this year than there were in 2016, last year. Instead, they've just switched to Instagram and Snapchat. So that's what the young people are doing. They're on Instagram. They're on Snapchat. Older people are on Facebook.
Yeah, I know, because my mom on there. Commenting on everything I post.
Is she?
Yeah.
What she be saying, Julia?
Yeah, that's my boy right there. Boy, you ain't never lied. It's like, Mama, put your computer down.
Do you like Lamborghinis?
No, not at all.
Well, we know what kind of cars you drive, but...
big, fat,
big
wide car.
Oh, yes.
Man. Yo, Cadillac, baby.
Well,
I'm Cadillac player at heart. I can't never shook it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like Pimpin' and Roscoe were earlier.
Yeah, I'm a Cadillac man. Uh-huh. When I was a little boy, and we used to play, that's my car coming up the street.
Yeah.
If Cadillac came up the street and it wasn't my car, I fought you for it.
Yeah. Oh, you had a thing for Cadillacs then, huh?
Dog, I wanted a Fleetwood Brougham 4-door.
Gold?
Black seats, gold.
I thought he was going to say, like, black or red.
Blue.
Right.
Gold.
Blue. Gold. Well, I was going to tell you about Lamborghini. They're now in the business of selling smartphones.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Not content to just be in the exotic car business. They're getting into the smartphone business now.
Well, how much is the phone? It's
the Lamborghini smartphone, which they're calling the Alpha One, is encased in handmade Italian leather. It features a 5.5-inch display and a 20-megapixel camera. Just like Lamborghini cars, this thing is beautiful. It's fast and, of course, expensive. Any guesses on how much it might be?
Well, it's a phone?
It's a phone from Lamborghini.
If it's over a track phone, I'm not on it.
It's $24.50.
For a phone?
Uh-huh.
$24.50?
No, $2,450.
Wow.
We'll be back.
Simple Mobile, everybody. Simple Mobile.
We'll be back.
Tell them, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it's a good one.
Let's get it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he pays me for my services.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for a year, and I'm the breadwinner of my family. We have a great lifestyle because of my income. My husband works for a cable company, and he gets paid $400 a week, and that just takes care of the car note. So let me tell you how I'm the breadwinner. I'm seeing this older guy who pays me to be his chaperone, clean his house, etc. Oh, and by the way, this guy paid for my wedding a year ago. Yes, he knows about my husband, but my husband does not know about him. My husband thinks that I work at a law firm, and now he's starting to ask questions about my job and wants to come pick me up for lunch one day soon. What should I do? Should I come clean with my husband? Please help me. I could see if this was in your past, if you had done these things in your past, but this is going on right in your marriage right now. So you got to come clean somehow with your husband. I mean, you're going to have to at some point. I just don't know how you're going to keep this from your husband if he wants to come and take you to lunch and pick you up at the office and things like that. I just don't see how you can lie your way out of this. I will say this. Don't tell him everything. So come clean, but not all the way clean. I mean, this man is paying you for your services, and I can only mean, you know, think that you mean sexual services. I think your husband is getting a bit suspicious. What are you doing around the house, or what are you doing differently now? So he's getting a little suspicious. He wants to know what you're doing, or somebody said something. So I say to you, you got to tell your husband something. You have to. I mean, this is crazy. You've been married a whole year, and you're keeping this big lie from him, especially if it's sexual services, and you need to stop that immediately. So tell your husband that you work for a man. Don't tell him everything, that you're giving him sexual services. Steve?
Shirley, I don't know what letter you read. Now, where is services in this letter? Where did I miss it?
It's in the title. He pays me for his services, for my services.
He pays me for my services.
For my services. Mm-hmm.
Now, did we write the subject of this letter? Because in the letter, I see something else. And I'll tell you what I mean.
No, we didn't write the subject. She did. This is her. He pays me for my services.
He pays for my services. See, mm-hmm. Here in the letter, here goes the problem. First of all, let's just start with Cable Boy making $400 a week.
Okay.
That just paid honest the job. Car note. Mm-hmm. That's where the damn problem at right there. Cable Boy pulling in $400 and just paying the car note. This ain't the rent. This ain't, you know, groceries. This ain't air, heating. Mm. This ain't electricity. This ain't gas. This is no clothing. This the problem right here. Mm. See this $400. They call that college student money. Now, $400, if you're on the come up, I understand. I ain't knocking it at all. But the $400 creating a problem for you. Because you knew when you got married, you didn't want the $400 a week. So now, Cable Boy is the problem. My husband works for a cable company. He get $400 a week, and that just take care of the car note. So now, let me tell you how I'm the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing this older guy. Let's stop right there. Older guy.
Yeah.
What does older guy stand for? It stands for sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Who pays me to be his chaperone. Mm. This ain't the prom.
Chaperone.
We ain't in Bible summer school. Chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
Where do he need help getting to? Or how old is he?
She didn't
now,
say.
Unless he you nursing him. Chaperone is a deceptive term.
Yes.
Then she says, comma, clean his house.
Mm-hmm.
Then, comma, ETC, etc.
Yep.
That's where we must come to terms with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's the et cetera that's getting the money. Chaperoning don't really pay.
It don't pay it out.
House cleaning is limited. House cleaning, you down with the same money Cable Boy making. All you over there doing is cleaning house.
Right.
But you cleaning mold in the house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You all up in cracks, crannies, crevices.
Whoa. Not cracks.
Yeah. That's the type of cleaning you're doing. And oh, by the way, this guy paid for my wedding a year ago. Let me tell you something. I'm a father with four daughters. I done paid for two weddings. I know how much weddings cost. Now, for this older man to have you chaperone and cleaning the house and et cetera and paying for weddings, do you know the monkey flips that you in there doing?
Okay.
You got to be in there doing some things naked that can't be printed. That's why this letter's so damn short. Mm-hmm. And then come talking about, yes, he knows about my husband. You just said he paid for the wedding. Mm-hmm. See, don't try to throw us off with little ass lines in your letter. He knows about my husband. Didn't you just say he paid for the wedding? Don't try to throw us off of what you do. Let's get back to this ETC, because that's what this letter about.
Yeah.
ETC.
So, et cetera. What is et cetera? Well, let's explore the word E. E stands for extra. Oh. You're doing way more than cleaning house. You doing way more than chaperone. You doing extra. What does the T mean? To. You doing all this to him.
He brought it home.
Yeah.
That's what extra means. Extra to. And then C. ETC. You doing all this extra to him to get him to do what?
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 Cash.
Think about it.
Cash.
Uh-huh.
Cash. Doing it to.
I'll be back with the second half and expose to you what the C is. I'm surprised you can't guess it.
What is the C?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. This letter, strawberry letter today subject, he pays me for my services.
I don't need
one. Huh?
I think everybody got to see this letter for what it is.
What is that? I thought I did.
Well, you know, I didn't say you didn't, Shirley. I said everybody needs to see this letter for what it is.
First of all, lose the attitude.
You need to hear what this C is.
Yes.
You know what, Shirley?
Yes.
You know, you do your hair for the letter you think.
Exactly.
What is you over here being sensitive about my side of the letter?
I
didn't open my mouth when you was talking.
All right.
Now, Shirley, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
This older man done paved this woman's wedding.
Right.
She's saying he over there doing chores, cleaning the house, chaperoning.
Chaperoning.
Don't know what the hell that means. We ain't kids. Mm-hmm. And ETC.
Mm-hmm.
E stands for extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
That's above and beyond what anybody else would do, think, or want.
Yeah.
You come in there with extra. That's the E in extra.
Mm-hmm.
ETC is the acronym, stands for extra. T is to. You do the extra to him.
That's my favorite.
Tuh, I love to.
Uh-huh, I love to.
Uh-huh. Now the C. Uh-huh. You do all this extra to him to get him to what? That's what the C is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that ETC is all that extra to get him to what?
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Come on now.
Come
here.
No.
Come
Close.
On.
Communicate.
Come with it.
Communicate.
Communicate. Quietly, though.
Yeah.
That's the ETC.
Come up.
Yeah. Come
Close
up.
The deal.
Close.
Come out. Come out is a good one.
Yeah, come out. Clout. Clout is one.
Now, my husband thinks I work at a law firm, and now he's starting to ask questions about my job and wants to come pick me up for lunch one day soon. Well, won't he be surprised?
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
When he pull up at this old man house.
ETC.
Mm. Yeah. And you in there ain't exactly dressed like a lawyer.
Mm. No, she's chaperone. Mm-hmm.
But she is going over his briefs. What did I say?
What should I do?
Yeah.
Should I come clean with my husband? Please help me. Lady, come clean. You won't have a marriage anymore. You got to do what all men would do, all real men in this situation.
Come
this
on,
is where,
boy.
Ladies, I wrote the book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Now is your opportunity to do the one thing that all men would do. Lie.
Yes.
Just as you have lied before. Mm-hmm. See, rule number one to lying. Ride your lie all the way out.
Ride the lie to you.
Don't
shoot.
Let nobody talk you off that lie. You work at a law firm, and you are the assistant to the head of the law firm. Mm-hmm. Hold it. And y'all working from the house that day he want to take you to lunch.
Mm.
That's it. Now you got to go out and get yourself some business cards printed up. You got to install a fake line at the man's house.
Need a briefcase.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to get some horn-rimmed glasses with a chain on them.
Yeah, there you go.
And you got to start playing the role. What you can't do is tell this young boy that you've been in there serving this ETC and this old man, because it ain't going to go good. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my response to the letter. Yes, and the sir. Next time you write me with the word ETC in it, know this, that you going to get it from now on, just like she did.
Love
don't
that
ETC
tea, though.
Me.
Love that T.
You don't want me to assume that you tricking, spell it out.
Mm.
I actually want some ETC now, you know.
Yeah, man, that's great.
All right.
Like it should be a McDonald's sandwich, don't it?
Yeah.
Neiman Marcus reveals annual Christmas book. You know, they do that every year. Mm-hmm. Each year since 1926, Neiman Marcus releases their annual Christmas book, which includes their infamous fantasy gifts, mm-hmm. which are out of reach for most normal people, okay? I just got to say that because it's
only
true.
One person on this show. Can...
Okay.
What they got?
Yeah.
See? Uh-huh.
Yeah, waiting on the book, right? Well,
hey, dog. In the mail. Talking about,
where the hell that book at?
Well, the latest edition is out now, and this year's no exception. Among the crazier items on the fantasy list, along with your huge price tags, a private New Year's Eve party for 300 people at the Knickerbocker Hotel in Times Square for $1,600,000.
What?
1.6.
I don't like the name of that hotel. That's the ring.
Okay. It's Knicker.
I'd see what
Bocker.
I'm saying. I don't like that. Because they get drunk. They get drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but what comes with that? What?
Well, you get a party for 300 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
I'm not mad at that. I was at a house party. I know it wasn't but $72 through this house party. It was 500 people in there.
I knew you damn Eve,
well. Yeah, I know damn well. This party, first of all, it wasn't liquor in there. It was just straight beer. I know this.
You stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This segment is called Things You Say to Yourself to Keep You from Slapping the Beep out of Someone.
Ooh, let me listen.
Anyway.
Yeah. You need to know things that mm-hmm. can calm your nerves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's what a lot of people don't know. You need calming. Now, all this ain't for everybody, mm-hmm. but I'm sure out of the 10 or so that I'm going to list, you mm-hmm. can come up with something that fits you.
Okay.
I'm going to just give you some little woo-saw moments
okay.
that you can kind of say to yourself to keep from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of somebody down on your damn job.
Yeah,
because
you
be wanting to. These are some things you can say to yourself
mm-hmm.
to just mm-hmm. keep you from slapping them and then losing your job. You ready? All right, I'm going to just go down the list.
Go ahead.
Here's some of my creative. You say these to yourself. I got two kids in college.
Ooh, yeah, that's a reminder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need that.
Uh-huh.
Keep it 100.
Need that.
Keep your job.
Mm-hmm. Here go another one right here. I already got two strikes on my record. Number three, I'm gone for good.
For life.
Yeah, I already got two strikes on my record. Here's another one you can use right here. Lord, I just got this job.
Yeah.
You just got it. You're ready to fight.
I just got this job. And I was out of work for 8 months. I just got this job. But he got about one more time say something.
One more time.
One more time.
And I'm going to slap the sugar honey out of this.
But I just got this job.
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm close to retirement. I ain't gonna need this right here. I got one more year in this ragged ass place. Just riding out, boy. In 1 year, you're gonna get a pension. They're gonna give you a turkey, gold watch. Just hang in there, man.
Not the gold watch, the turkey, though.
Here's another one right here. Let it go.
That's a good one.
Let it go.
Oh, from Frozen.
Frozen.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Here go another one right here for a lot of y'all. I'm going to just go home, sit in my car and smoke a joint.
What?
I'm going to just go sit in my car and smoke a joint.
It's not legal everywhere.
Yeah. I know it's not legal, but you're just trying to keep your job.
You're trying to make sure.
Because I tell you what ain't legal if you slap the sugar honey iced tea out of here.
Sugar scares me every time you say it.
Every time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just sing a song to yourself. Or you can just try to nothing but the blood.
You plead the blood.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Or just make
that
up
does
a song.
Help.
Lord, hold my hands. Put them deep into my pockets. Hold my hand. Put them deep into my pockets. Hold my hand. Put them deep into my pockets before I slap the sugar honey iced tea out of them.
Yeah.
The same melody as Do You Know the Butterfly, but I like it.
Yeah. Here's the one that'll keep you from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of somebody's back in jail. Lord knows I can't go back to jail.
Lord knows I can't go back to jail.
I just couldn't stand it down there. Lord, I can't go back to jail. Oh, but I want to do something.
I've been and done some. I'm sorry.
You know, you're the hothead on the show.
But I can't go back to jail. Yeah.
Or that realization right there when you say,
So those are things that you can use on your job. Things that you can say to yourself.
Thank you.
Keep you from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of your coworker. Just use them today.
Let it go. All right, a bear takes an SUV and leaves calling card. A bear caused a lot of chaos by breaking into an SUV. Not only did the bear get into the vehicle, but he drove it until it crashed into a neighbor's mailbox. As a bonus, he ripped out the radio and the steering wheel, broke the back window, and trashed the interior. All of this happened in minutes. And last but not least, the bear pooped.
I'm gonna leave you some.
He pooped in the SUV. Yourself. What?
This is not by accident.
Yeah. Ain't nothing worse than bear hockey.
This bear know that family.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Nothing worse than bear hockey.
What'd you say? This bear know that family.
He know this family.
Look, he had been coming down there for a couple years eating out the trash. Then they're going to get a bear lock put on the trash. They've been coming down here for 2 years. Come down for dinner every evening. They're going to put a bear lock on their trash can.
On their trash can.
Oh, man.
They're going to close a restaurant, don't notify him. He said, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to break in this damn truck. I'm going to tear the radio out the steering wheel. I'm going to rip up all the cushions. I'm going to break all the windows in it. And before I leave, I'm in the sugar honey iced tea all over this ragged ass.
That is crazy.
I'm in the sugar honey iced tea all over this ragged ass.
When he got to the trash can with the bat lock on, what happened?
He walked up to the do 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 do.
He plays the best bear.
The man said, I'm looking at Willie and close the damn restaurant. So he went on back up in the hill.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there. So his partner go, man, did you enjoy your dinner last night? I won't talk about this. So, man, you ain't go down there to the Harper's place? And he, I won't talk about this. So what else? They put bear lock on the door. Hey, what?
What?
They put bear lock on the door. They put a bear lock on it and locked you out. This the other bear.
Yeah.
That's awful. They just used and abused you. What are you going to do about it? I'll show you. I'm going down here tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going down here. Oh, hell, they left the SUV door. Oh, ain't nothing to eat in here either. Well, let me go and tear these damn seats up right here. Rip out this radio and go and tear this damn wheel out. I'll pull all these windows out of here. How you like me now? I'm going to drop it in drive, run it into the mailbox. But all these windows. Hold on before I go. Hold on before I go.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Yeah. You know what it is.
You know what it is. That's sugar, honey, IT, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Junior, you ready?
Absolutely.
Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Hell no. Come on.
All right,
me.
Wow. Wow, it's a rough room, isn't
yeah,
it?
I mean, coming in. You know,
it's time for Junior's poetry. Junior. Let's go.
I love your poems, Junior.
Thank you, Jay.
I love them.
Let me just tell y'all something here. I was, I'm doing something different this week.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because I'm growing as an artist.
Uh huh.
And so I saw something. I saw something definitely, definitely traumatic go on,
uh-huh.
And it changed my thought process. I saw some coffee waste at Starbucks, and it decided pushed me actually into writing limericks.
So you're not doing poems this week?
No, no, this is a limerick.
Limericks, okay. Yes. Yeah. These are limericks.
But it hit me. I said, I need to be doing limericks.
Okay.
And I didn't have anybody.
Ball them up too?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those out there that don't know what a limerick is, a limerick is just a short story mm-hmm. about an individual.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Oh, yeah. You crying out your ass wasn't a poet? That ain't last. That was 3 weeks.
So I changed over to limericks, and I just found out
I like
that,
the growth in
thank
you.
Oh, thank you, yeah, Jay. Yeah, and so growth. I just wrote some limericks about Shirley, you, Jay, mm-hmm. Tommy, and Carla. I just,
you're an artist.
Yeah. Okay. I just, because I know y'all. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I know y'all can appreciate
it. These are limericks, right?
Yeah. Let me start with Tommy, first of all. It's a limerick about Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
There once was a man named Tommy who walked around in nice silk pajamas. He was quick to get mad and then turn back glad. Oh, Tommy is like a tsunami.
I love it.
Ta-da! Limerick.
Okay.
Well, that's the truth. It's the truth.
I love it.
That's
how
the truth. You?
Well, that was right.
That was right.
That was right. And I like to do one about my good friend, Jay Anthony Brown. I've grown to know Jay, mm-hmm. working with Jay on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I've grown to know him. And this is
nice.
What I found out.
It's not nice.
Okay.
There once was a man named Jay. Who had diabetes that would not go away. He could not eat sweets, but he might lose his feet. But Steve hide his ass anyway.
I like it.
You're getting mad at Junior. Keep looking at it, Junior.
Here's one by Carla. Okay. Just thought I'd do this one here.
I really like that one.
I love that. My favorite. There once was a lady named Carla.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
On the Steve show, she is the baller.
Uh-huh.
She keeps it so straight and well up to date. But uh-huh. Carla sometimes like to holla. I know everybody's been waiting on this one. This is the one I've been waiting to
this
do,
one
too.
Right here.
Come on. I want
Shirley.
To
oh, Shirley. Uh-huh. And I love you, sis. I really do. You might as well pick the crossbow up. Right? There once was a lady named Shirley.
Uh-huh.
She is real bougie and girly. She keeps Steve real straight, and she loves her mate, but Shirley don't come in too early. Absolutely. Those are limericks.
Keep it real, baby.
Job,
there
job.
It is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Could you read Tommy's again, please?
Yeah, I should. One more time for you, Jay.
Just read it for me.
There's once was a man named Tommy who walked around in silk pajamas. He was quick to get mad and then turn back glad. Oh, Tommy like a tsunami. We don't know what we finna get. Who in here today, y'all? Who in here today?
I think you got something with the limerick.
That's just it.
All right.
Thank you,
so now we're gonna go from Junior's limericks that were very good, Junior, to Steve. Explain your segment, Steve.
This thing I'm gonna do is, you know, things that's code for.
There are things
people say, and you got to know how to read what they're saying because it's really a code.
They say one thing, but then what it really means is something.
Yeah, so I'm gonna call this segment is called code cracking.
Code
cracking the code.
Yeah, you've always been the code cracker. The code, yeah. All right.
So, Shirley, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Do you have one of these?
I do.
You say the first line,
and you'll crack the code,
and I'll crack.
You take away to me.
Okay, yeah. Like if a person says, I'm in between jobs.
Yeah, dance ain't working.
Because you hear that a lot, yeah, right?
That's
especially in Hollywood. Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
Yes,
you cracked that real quick, man.
Yeah. Didn't take no time.
Right on that one.
Here's another one, Steve. I don't really watch TV.
Cable got cut off.
Thank you.
Good. Man, you know what I'm saying? Let's
tell you. Yeah, be real.
Really
I don't watch no TV.
What's that cold wide open?
Yeah, you don't watch football.
How you ain't watch boxing and power? Yeah.
All right, I know about this one. When you hear a lady say, this is my favorite purse.
She ain't got but one.
She
got that one Louis Vuitton. That's it. This is my favorite.
My favorite purse.
How about this one, Steve? We've decided to see other people.
Yeah. He just walked out on her ass. Just walked right out. He gone. He been seeing other people. You just got the memo talking about something we decided. He been seeing somebody else.
Right? Oh, man.
Okay, here goes one. I don't really like a lot of company.
Oh, they stay with their mama.
That's exactly what that means.
How do you get that out of that?
Well, wow. That's all good. I can tell you. I just try to think as quick as I can.
Okay. I like to take walks, you know, because when you take walks, you get to see a lot.
They ain't got no damn car.
How you like to walk downtown?
Who the hell likes to walk downtown?
Man. Okay, how about this one? They tripping down at my job.
Say it again.
They tripping down at my job.
You got fired.
They tripping.
They tripping down there.
Come cracker, baby. Yeah. All right, you want to? Okay, we got to go. That was good, though, Steve. That was really good.
Very good.
That was good.
I like long walks, my man.
I like taking long walks. Yeah, you like walking downtown.
The hell you know done took off downtown.
Okay, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Comedy Roulette, Steve.
Here we go.
Jay, please quickly set this up.
Every week, our comedy ability is tested. Put 5 subjects on the wheel, spin the wheel, where it stop, we got it. That's all it is. Comedy Roulette, what you got?
All right, here are the 5 subjects. Number 1, fish grease.
Oh, yeah. We could do that. Yeah, everybody could do that.
Number 2, she wasn't that big in high school. Okay, number 3, tastes like chicken. Number 4, now that I have a little money, you know who I am. And number 5, I don't know how you could eat that.
Give me that. Give me that.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
All right, let's go spin the wheel, Kat. Oh, now that I have a little money, you know who I am.
That's very easy. Let me have that. Let me start that one out.
Yeah. Okay.
See, back in the day, my nickname was Fish. Mm-hmm. Didn't nobody know Fish. Didn't speak to Fish.
Yeah.
You was too fine to speak
to Fish.
Yeah.
But now that Fish is on TV. Hey, Fish. How you doing, Fish?
I was way out of my league. You were drop dead fine to me. I beg for it. I used to ask for it day and night. You never gave me the time of day. But now, got a little money. I'm on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're texting me now. Huh? I can have it if I want it. I don't want it now.
You know what? Now that I got a little money, you know who know my name now?
Who?
Bill Collector. They know exactly who they talking to now. Matter of fact, they don't even call me by my real name. That's how I know they know I got money. They say, excuse me, is Junior in? Junior. That ain't my government name. Everybody know now.
Well, this right up my alley here. Now I got a little money. Yeah, you know who I am now. Yeah, this goes out to Ike back Ike. In Cleveland
yeah.
at Mr. Albert's Men's
what?
Store. Yeah, used to call me LK.
Uh-huh.
Layaway King.
Well, what?
Now Albert and Ike. I can buy your whole damn store. So the next time I walk in, I ain't coming in layaway.
Yeah.
Feel me.
Yeah.
I might just buy your damn store. Won't he do it?
Layaway.
Won't he do it?
Hey.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, let me put an initial out there with a last name. Just the initial and the last name. You know who you are. V, last name, White. Oh, you were so fine. Yeah. Oh, my God, you were fine.
Yes.
Ah, did not even speak to me in the hallway.
Yeah.
I walked past you, I act like a slave. Because I ain't want to look you in the eye. You was that damn fine. But, oh, it has changed now. Because Fish got a little money.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come yeah.
On. Fish, yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
Fish got a little money.
Fish got yeah. a little money.
Yeah. Come on, Junior.
I tell you where everybody know my name at now. I'm a lot more familiar and welcome when I walk in the door. Our bank account used to sit on $6. I hate an overdraft. But what I didn't notice, though, when I go in the bank now, there's a whole nother room. It's got vegetables in it, wine, cheese. Oh, when I go in the bank, it's Mr. Space this away. Oh, what you standing in line for? Come on around this way. Do you have your access card? Never mind, I have mine. Oh, it's different when I go down there now.
Yeah. Wiping it for you.
Come on,
Tommy. Come on, tell me what you got, man.
Oh, you know, I used to couldn't go to you. I didn't get invited to the big Christmas party.
Oh, no.
Because I just...
Oh, no.
I, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't big enough. I didn't have a name enough. But now that I'm balling and I'm on the show and I'm the nephew, you got a little money in my pocket doing a little stand-up, I don't want to go to your funky Christmas party.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're at the doctor's office and he gave you a painful
I'm at
shot?
The doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a nice guy, really knowledgeable. You know, I'm going to go back and see him. So I have a bit of flagellitis. And it comes from... There's a band from the ball of your foot back to your heel.
Mm-hmm.
And if it stretches too far, he asked me, was I working out? And I mm-hmm. said, yeah. If you stretch it too far, it like snaps the rubber band.
Okay. Mm.
And so it's like pulled apart. And he says, the only way to fix it is you got to ice it. I want you to start wearing like support shoes, like New Balance or Asics or stuff mm-hmm. I ain't got,
mm-hmm.
you know, and. So I'm done. So I got
Vuitton. They don't go with a damn sorry. Thing.
No, it
Louis,
go with
Louis Vuitton doesn't make those.
No, I don't know what he was.
You
talking
see
about.
Them aces, you gonna have
so
a problem.
I had on some Jordan flip flops.
Right.
And I told him they actually make my foot. He said, no, you need more support than that. Mm-hmm. I said, but these feel absolutely great when I walk in them. Mm-hmm. So I got them on right now, uh-huh. right? And so he said, or you can, you know, expedite it and get a quicker fix. You can take cortisone shot.
Oh, ooh. Man.
This needle's so long, and they put it in your heel,
and then
the cortisone is in the needle. So he says, now, it's going to feel like a bee sting. That doctor tells you a bee sting. Mm-hmm. You know, a bee sting is pretty tough. So he pushes this needle in my heel, oh my God. I went, oh, man. And he says, hang in there, Mr. Harvey.
You didn't cuss?
Yeah, but I can't.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
To tell the story.
So... He says,
calm for you.
He says, now this, because I can handle that one, the bee sting.
Okay.
He said, now this is the part where it gets a little bit excruciating. Ooh. I'm going to inject the cortisone into the heel. Oh, God. And it's going to take about 60 seconds. I'm going to have to put it in there about four different times.
Wow.
And it's going to be a little very painful.
Uncomfortable.
Just hanging it. And, man, when a doctor tells you that.
Yeah.
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 And I saw him push down on that needle.
Oh, Lord.
And, man, that doggone cortisone went in there.
You could feel it.
And, Lord, have
in.
Mercy. It was like fire. Ooh. It was like fire going into your heel. And then he stops injecting it, and it calms down a little bit. Then he goes, okay, we got to do another one. And I'm going, well, hold on, though.
Another
so
one.
He shoots another burst of fire into my heel. He did this four times. He said, this is the last one. And, man, my palms of my hands was dripping wet.
Uh-huh.
My underarms were wet, and beads of sweat was just on top of my bald head. Because when I get hot,
uh-huh.
you know, like eating jalapenos uh-huh. or something,
yeah.
I start sweating. Boy, I was in there having trouble. When I got my foot out of his hand, now he had my foot, and the first time he shot it in there, we almost lost the doctor. Because I damn near kicked, I caved his chest in. I damn near kicked him out that chair.
Yeah.
And, man, let me tell you something. I kid you not, in Ooh. All of my life, I've never had a shot like that in my life.
Wow.
I've never had. Look, man, I've had a needle in my eyeball from flashing when I worked at Ford Motor Company. They had to scrape this little piece of metal I got stuck in my eye, and they shot me in the eye with a needle. Mm-hmm. That took 30 minutes for me to not blink. That took 30 minutes for that to happen.
Wow.
So, but it did. But as soon as they touch your eye with the needle, it immediately numbs it. That didn't happen with the foot. It was worse.
Yeah.
Don't ever get a cortisone shot in your
foot. Well, did it help?
Nice. Yeah,
we gotta
go. Does it feel better?
We gotta go. We gotta go. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This segment is called Things You Say to Yourself to Keep You from Slapping the Beep out of Someone.
Ooh, let me listen.
Anyway.
See, you need to know things that can calm your nerves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's what a lot of people don't know. You need calming. Now, all this ain't for everybody, but I'm sure out of the 10 or so that I'm going to list, you can come up with something that fits you.
Okay.
These are just, I'm going to just give you some little woo-saw moments
that
you can kind of say to yourself to keep from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of somebody down on your damn job.
Yeah,
because
you
be wanting to. These are some things you can say to yourself to just keep you from slapping them and then losing your job. You ready? All right, I'm going to just go down the list.
Go ahead.
Here's some of my creative. You say these to yourself. I got two kids in college.
That's a reminder.
Keep
your job.
Here go another one right here. I already got two strikes on my number three. I'm gone for good
for life.
I already got two strikes. Here's another you can use right here. Lord, I just got this job.
Yeah.
I just got this job. And I was out of work for 8 months. I just got this job. But he got about one more time. Say something.
One more time.
And I'm going to slap the sugar honey out of this
job. But I just got this job.
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm close to retirement. I ain't gonna need this right here. I got one more year in this ragged ass place. Just ride it out, boy. In 1 year, you're gonna get a pension. They're gonna give you a turkey, gold watch. Just hang in there, man.
Not the gold watch, the turkey, though.
Here's another one right here. Let it go.
That's a good one.
Let it go.
I'm from Frozen.
Frozen?
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Here go another one right here for a lot of y'all. And I'm going to just go home and sit in my car and smoke a joint. I'm going to just go sit in my car and smoke a joint.
It's not legal everywhere.
Yeah. I know it's not legal, but you're just trying to keep your job.
You're trying to make sure.
Because I tell you what ain't legal if you slap the sugar honey iced tea out of
here. Sugar scares me every time you say it.
Every time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just sing a song to yourself. Or you can just try to nothing but the blood.
Plead the blood.
Amen.
No, nothing You know, or just make up a song. Lord, hold my hands. Put them deep into my pockets. Hold my hand. Put them deep into my pockets. Hold my hand. Put them deep into my pockets before I slap the sugar honey iced tea out of them.
Yeah.
The same melody as Do You Know the Butterfly, but I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the one that will keep you from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of somebody. Okay. Back Lord knows I can't go back to jail.
Yeah. Lord knows I can't go back to jail.
Yes, sir.
Lord knows I can't go back to jail. I just couldn't stand it down there. Ah, I just could not stand it down there. Lord, I can't go back to jail. Oh, but I want to do something.
I've been and done something. I'm sorry.
You know you're the hothead on the show.
But I can't go back to jail. Yeah.
Or that realization right there when you say.
So those are things that you can use on your job. Things that you can say to yourself.
Thank you.
Keep you from slapping the sugar honey iced tea out of your coworker. Just use them today.
Let it go. All right, a bear takes an SUV and leaves calling card. A bear caused a lot of chaos by breaking into an SUV. Not only did the bear get into the vehicle, but he drove it until it crashed into a neighbor's mailbox. As a bonus, he ripped out the radio and the steering wheel, broke the back window, and trashed the interior. All of this happened in minutes. And last but not least, the bear pooped.
I'm going to leave you something.
He pooped in the SUV. Something. What?
This is not by accident.
Yeah. No. Ain't nothing worse than bear hockey.
This bear know that family.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Nothing worse than bear hockey.
What'd you say? This bear know that
family. He know this family.
Look, he had been coming down there for a couple years eating out the trash.
Yeah. Mm.
Then they're going to get a bear lock put on the trash.
Oh.
They've been coming down here for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come down for dinner every evening. They're going to put a bear lock on their trash.
On their trash can.
Oh, man.
He just going to, they're going to close the restaurant, don't notify him. He said, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to break in this damn truck. I'm going to tear the radio out the steering wheel. I'm going to rip up all the cushions. I'm going to break all the windows in it. And before I leave, I'm in the sugar honey iced tea all over this ragged
ass. That is crazy.
I'm in the sugar honey iced tea all over this ragged ass. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great day. We'll see you this weekend. Have a great weekend.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Always look forward. I keep trying to tell you.
You small-minded thinking people.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. Oh, this is Steve Harvey Land in the mall.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.